Hello.
Hello, James.
Yeah.
Hey, good evening, James. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything. James, I'm just conducting a survey.
On behalf of who?
Opinion Research. I'm just doing an independent survey about the city of Phoenix. The most, it takes like 5 minutes, James. Can you spare me 5 minutes?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, James. Now, first of all, are you currently living in the city of Phoenix, Arizona?
I think technically, yes.
Okay.
I live in Levine, which is actually
that's
part
what this
of
is about.
Phoenix.
That's what this is about. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mount Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So I'm going to refer to this area as Levine, okay? Now, sir, bear with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, we're not.
Okay. Now, and do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino?
White.
White? Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Fair. And I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
2.
2. What about better street and road maintenance?
2.
What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
4.
What about better public transportation options?
2. Are you talking about personally for me or overall?
No, for everybody, in the city, for the people in Levine, okay?
Okay. So the public transport then is probably a 4 or 2.
Okay.
For everybody.
Okay. What about more parks and recreation opportunities?
4.
And more good-paying jobs?
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
4.
Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. In your terms, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed. And thinking about the business in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Way too few.
Okay. And thinking about, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Okay. Moving forward. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Now, yes is what?
Yes, is that you would like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, or no, you would not like to see, okay?
Yes, I would.
Okay. What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
We've got some of those, but yes.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No? What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward, sir. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and business would you most like to see of more in Levine?
So ask me that again.
In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see of more in Levine?
Groceries and restaurants.
Groceries. Thank you. Moving forward, sir. switch gears a bit here. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
What if I don't know?
Okay, that's fine. What about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It's probably a slight problem.
Slight problem? Okay, moving forward, so we're almost finished here, sir. And thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in the Levine. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No? What about
no.
Housing options for seniors?
Yes.
What about single-family detached homes?
Yes.
What about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
You mean city of or metro?
And the basically in the area, that's all.
So, like 8 years.
8 years? Okay. And
yes.
Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Okay. And I'm going to read you, this is final part, some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you would favor or oppose each one, okay? Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Oppose.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
Favor.
Favor. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Say that one more time.
Yeah. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Oppose.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Are they... are they leased or are they owned? If they're owned, I would have supported. If they're leased, I would oppose it. So I don't know how I can answer that.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Single-family homes and what?
Townhouses, and apartments and condominiums.
Oppose.
And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Support. Favor.
Okay, now moving forward. Now, the last questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've got a bachelor's degree, college, 4-year college.
Congratulations. Now, what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
More than 125.
Okay. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
James.
Thank you, Mr. James. This concludes our survey. You've been a great help. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
What organization was this again?
It's called Opinion Survey by Metro Research.
And
you can look it up under Metro Research on the web, okay? Metro Research.
Do you know who's paying for you for the research, the survey?
No, sir. No, I don't have that information. I get paid for doing this, but I don't have that information. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay? Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yep. Thank you.